Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Janelle Monáe. Welcome back to The Daily Show.
Wow.
That's what I say every time I see you.
This is huge. Hi, Trevor.
This is fun. We're back,
you know?
Back with the people and the vibe. I'm happy to have you here. Because, like, when I talk to you over Zoom, I don't get, like, for those who don't know, Janelle Monáe always looks like this. Like, just always. No, you are easily one of the most, like, glamorous, stylish people I have ever come across in my life. Like, you look like how we're just supposed to dress as a thing.
You are so kind. I totally paid him to say this thing. You know, we're in the pandemic. He was trying to make some extra money.
I was.
My
side hustle was complimenting Janelle Monáe. welcome back to the show. How is life? How's everything treating you? Because you are one of the few people I know who just seems to excel in everything you do. Music, you excel. And it's your own type of music. It's your own vibe. It's different. It's not easy. You know, then movies, you excel. Everything. Hidden Figures. I mean, now you're going to be in the new Knives Out. It's just like your life is a dream and now a book that's already got starred reviews.
Well, tell it to my therapist because... Clearly, there's a lot of things that I have to fix, according to them. I'm amazing.
Yeah?
I'm amazing, man. I'm gonna say that.
I love that.
And I'll say this. I used to kind of just say that, you know, because is it, how are you doing? I'm doing great. How you doing? But I'm like in the most I don't have to prove anything space that I've ever been in my life. And it took me a while to get there because, you know, as public people, we try to inspire people with our words, but I don't feel like I was really living what I was saying.
Oh, I like that.
I wasn't really believing in it myself. I was saying it was helping other people, but I had to do some deep healing during the pandemic. I was dealing with a lot of rejection and abandonment issues just from like my childhood, things that I had just kind of kept in me, and they were just coming to the surface. And I think one of the things that the pandemic has done is forced us all to go in, stay
to sit
in.
With ourselves. Right.
Yeah. And so I'm at this place where like I'm ready to celebrate. If we're not talking about vacations, I don't want to talk. If we're not planning a vacation, it's just like, what are we doing?
I
we
love
are
that.
Supposed to be living our best lives. I'm young. I'm creative.
Hey. Tata,
right? No, seriously, like we're supposed to be living our Earth's experience in the best possible way. And I think when I first started my career, I was really serious. Like, I have to prove a point.
Yes.
I have to prove that just because I look like this, I can do this type of music. I can say these things. I can talk about science fiction. I had a lot to prove. But now, man, I'm floating.
We feel it. I love that. That's beautiful. You know what? It's interesting because you start to feel that with artists when they hit that groove, you know? Because I think everyone goes through a phase of you have to prove, you know?
Yeah, because, I'm sure you understand.
Oh, yeah,
that
definitely. Because initially you're going, will I keep the job? Do I belong here? There's imposter syndrome. Over time, you develop a trust, yourself, the audience, your experiences. The book feels like the perfect representation of that for me because I knew that you liked science fiction. You know, I mean, like, you know, your albums, for instance, your music videos, you've never been afraid to say, like, I like science fiction, but now you wrote a book of short stories, and I was like, oh, no, Janelle Monáe loves science fiction. Because you co-wrote with some amazing authors.
Yes.
Let's start with that. How did you even begin this process of going, you know what, I want to write, like, a future book?
So this short story collection is from the soil of Dirty Computer, my album that came out in 2018, and I released a film with that, and I knew I had more to say. Sat down in the pandemic, 2022. Excuse me, look at me, don't even know my dates. I'm from the future, sorry, excuse me. I sat down in the pandemic, 2020.
Right.
And I finally said that there's more. And, you know, I was on mushrooms, and I just came up with all of these thought experiments, you know, where I was like, what if there was this black woman, she was a memory keeper of this city. She knew all of the people's memories before they were cleaned, before their identities were wiped clean. Mm. And she wants to fall in love. What does that mean when you want to fall in love, but you know everybody's secrets?
Oof. That's the first story.
What does that mean? So that's the first one. It's called The
Memory
Librarian.
That's just the first story. Imagine that. First, you see, you're already like, ooh, first story.
Yeah. And then, what if you lived in New York and there was a room that you could go into you didn't even know existed, but when you went into this room, time stopped. So, ooh, yeah. So you could, it kind of speaks to time poverty in a sense. You know, black and brown folks, we've been spending our life fighting, right? To be included, all these things. What if you had an opportunity to steal time, to get time back? Would you rest? Would you show the community this place? How would you, if you could get time back, how would you use it?
I love how you've used the stories in the book to delve into topics that sometimes are too dense or too, like, you know, they're fraught with politics and they don't let us just think about them. For instance, the first story you talked about, it's in the future. There's this woman, she's got all these memories. How does she trust people? How does she know people?
Yeah.
And all I found myself thinking, I was like, man, I feel like that's what social media is slowly slipping us into is people have now lived their entire life online. Now we're in a generation where people have gone from my baby steps all the way through, I have existed online. So now do I have any anonymity? Can I write my own story without other people writing it from my posts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, social media is a virtual reality. It's a whole nother world. Like, people create and we curate the type of people that we are. I think being human, in my opinion, is performative. I'm performing a version of what I think Janelle Monáe should be.
Damn.
I told you I'm from the future.
So. Yeah, no.
It gets deep. It gets deep. It's all feedback. We're getting feedback from how we should be, how what we've seen we didn't like. And it's like, ah, now I'm this person because of that information. But that's a whole nother story. I think you're right. I think that there is some gathering done there with our memories. And with this book, I'm just challenging everybody to be their own memory librarian. Like, I started to look at my life and I started to think about, man, I wasn't in the moment in so many ways.
Yeah.
I was so in the future here for like the majority of my career. I was in the future. And so how can I create memories now? Like, our memories are the things that determine the quality of our life.
Right.
Without them, who are we? You know, when you take away somebody's identity and who they are, it's just like that was their life's experience, you know?
That's deep. Wow.
Yeah. And I want to shout out Aliyah Don Johnson. I wrote The Memory Librarian with her. And I wrote this entire collection. Each short story, I partnered with a writer.
Well, how did you choose them? I'd love to know.
Well, friends who were writers. Because I knew, like, okay, there's a story called Nevermind.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an incredible writer by the name of Danny Lohr. And non-binary, and they are just really, really good when it comes to action. Like, they're doing some stuff with this James Bond graphic novel, and I was like, okay, Danny would be great for that. And then Eve L. Ewing, I did Time Box with. Cherie Renee Thomas, I did Time Box Altered with. Yohanka Delgado, I did Save Changes. Imagine if you could go back and there was this device and you wanted to just like, I don't want to give too much away, but these stories are just incredible. And then, you know, I said Aliyah Don Johnson. I just want to make sure I shout them out because this was a super innovative way of releasing a book.
It really is. You know what I enjoyed about it is when you go from story to story, what you've done is there is the common thread of Janelle Monáe. I can feel the future you in all these stories and the way you think, but then it's infused with like different elements from all of the different writers.
Yeah.
You know, if you know Eve's writing and her style,
yes.
you can feel it in some of the dialogue and some
yeah.
of the moments. If
She's
you know
incredible.
The author, it becomes, so it's almost like you've created the first book that has like features on it.
Yeah, it's like a compilation album.
It really is.
It is. No, it's like a mixtape.
It's phenomenal. So they feel yeah. so different from story to story,
yeah.
and yet they have a common thread. I can see why it's getting rave reviews. I can see, like, now the question is, are you going to turn this into, I know it started with the album that's mm-hmm. a movie, and then now there's a book, but now this book seems like
yeah.
it's begging to be turned into a TV show.
You think so? Do you think it could be a TV show?
Every time I was reading this, I was like,
okay,
wow,
guys, like, everybody watching, listen.
We're going to do it.
We need to make this happen.
We're going to make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
We're going to make it happen. Thank you
I
so much
that.
For joining me on the
Thank
show.
Thank you. I adore you.
Thank
I'm
you
so
for being
proud
here.
Of you.
Thank
Give him a round of applause.
Happiness. April 19th.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.